HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The US is rushing supplies worth more than $100 million, including oxygen generation systems and raw materials for vaccines, to back India's COVID-19 response in the face of a devastating second wave of infections. The first emergency relief shipment, which is expected to arrive on a military transport aircraft from Travis Air Force Base, will include 440 oxygen cylinders and regulators donated by the state of California. The flight will also carry 960,000 rapid diagnostic tests and 1,000,095 masks provided by USAID. Facebook on Thursday blocked hashtag ResignModi for several hours before restoring it, saying it was done by mistake as the social media company drew flak for censoring calls on the platform for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resignation for allegedly mishandling the second COVID-19 wave. "We temporarily blocked this hashtag by mistake, not because the Indian government asked us to, and have since restored it," a Facebook spokesperson said. The blocking and unblocking of the hashtag came days after the center issued orders to take down over 100 inflammatory posts and accounts across Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram related to COVID-19, including a verified Facebook page of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The Delhi High Court on Thursday asked the center why Madhya Pradesh was allocated more oxygen than what was demanded while Delhi's oxygen demand was not met. "We are not saying that people in the other parts of the country should die. But if the demand of a particular state is X, then why did you give it X plus Y? Why don't you give Y to Delhi?" a bench of justices Vipin Singhi and Rekha Pillai observed. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta said the central government will respond to the court's query and will give the reasons for giving more oxygen to Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. "There are states which received less than what they had asked for. We have been rationalizing," Mehta said. Delhi Health Minister Satyendra Jain on Thursday said the city does not have sufficient doses of vaccine for the inoculation of those in the 18 to 44 age group and orders have been placed with manufacturers for the same. The minister, however, said preparations to give jabs to this category have been completed. "At present, we don't have vaccines. We have requested the companies to provide it," Jain told reporters when asked if there were enough vaccines available for the 18 to 44 age group. "At present, we don't have vaccines. We have requested the companies to provide it," Jain told reporters when asked if there were enough vaccines available for the 18 to 44 age group. BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine that it and Pfizer have developed in babies as young as 6 months old, German magazine Spiegel cited the company's CEO as saying. In July, the first results could be available for the 5 to 12-year-olds, in September for the younger children, BioNTech chief executive Bosarin told Spiegel. He added it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to evaluate the data. "If all goes well, as soon as the data is evaluated, we will be able to submit the application for approval of the vaccine for all children in the respective age group in different countries," he said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.